Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where we have just experienced Father's Day, and we have just experienced our first ever official national holiday of Juneteenth. Did you celebrate Juneteenth in any way? I think many Americans actually did and made a point by it, and I do believe that most people have a cheerful, benign, positive attitude toward the idea of celebrating Juneteenth. Jonah Goldberg had a very good thing to say about this. He says, if you asked me in the abstract whether America needed another federal holiday, I'd have said no. But if you asked me if Juneteenth should be a federal holiday, I'd have said sure. Juneteenth is a good thing for all Americans, not just black Americans, to celebrate. And the opposition to slavery, the long struggle to put an end to this evil institution, a struggle in which the United States played a leading role, and Americans, black and white, including some immigrant Americans, all played a role in getting rid of this evil institution, and it was an evil institution. So sure, but I saw a sign here in the Seattle area. We were driving home after an outing yesterday. My wife spotted it, and I couldn't believe it. It was on a church reader board. And you know what they have. They have something clever to try to get you to come into services, and the services are coming back, and people are going back to church. And this is a very friendly and nice neighborhood church, active in the community. And it said on it, Juneteenth, ; the real Independence Day. Is that true? The Juneteenth is the real Independence Day? And then what happens to the 4th of July coming up? That doesn't count as Independence Day? There's something wrong with the 4th of July? We will get to that conversation in the course of this hour, because I think it's an important conversation. Because if you take a look at the important leaders who were particularly honored on Juneteenth, like Frederick Douglass, who gave a very famous speech. It's the most famous speech he ever gave. It was in 1852. So you're talking about a speech that's 9 years before the Civil War. Frederick Douglass was a slave. He was able to escape from slavery with some help, but he escaped from slavery and became one of the most famous people in all the world throughout the 19th century. His memoirs were bestsellers both times he wrote them, but he gave a he said this in his most famous speech, which is called "What to the Slave is the 4th of July?" And Douglass said, "Fellow citizens, I am not wanting in respect for the fathers of this republic. The signers of the Declaration of Independence were brave men. They were great men, too, great enough to give frame to a great age. It does not often happen to a nation to raise at one time such a number of truly great men. The point from which I am compelled to view them is not certainly the most favorable. And yet I cannot contemplate their great deeds with less than admiration. They were statesmen, patriots, and heroes. And for the good they did, and the principles they contended for, I will unite with you to honor their memory." And then after that prelude, he went on to the most famous part of the speech. He said, "Fellow citizens, pardon me. Allow me to ask, why am I called upon to speak here today? What have I, or those I represent, to do with your national independence? Are the great principles of political freedom and of natural justice embodied in that Declaration of Independence extended to us? And am I, therefore, called upon to bring our humble offering to the national altar and to confess the benefits and express devout gratitude for the blessings resulting from the independence to us. I say it with a sad sense of the disparity between us. I am not included within the pale of glorious anniversary. Your high independence only reveals the immeasurable distance between us. In 1852, what he said was true. The distance of someone who was born into slavery, like Frederick Douglass, and a typical white American who had never been enslaved, was enormous. But see, this is the point, is that we are not living in 1852. And what Juneteenth ought to celebrate, it seems to me, and needs to celebrate, is this enormous difference that we've traveled, this great distance that we've traveled, where for someone to say he or she is not included in the blessings of America now, because of skin color, because of heritage, is to, it seems to me, undermine the whole basis for celebration of what Juneteenth is. And that's one of those, I think, important points to keep in mind. That, frankly, the idea of Juneteenth should not be to replace July 4th, but has to be to supplement it. We will get to more on that. There's also a great deal more on the craziness of some of the extreme voices on the ongoing racial debate. For instance, I spoke to you before, and we tried to play some of it. It's better now you can actually hear it. But Dr. Aruna Kilanani, who is a psychiatrist, and she's a Freudian psychologist, she's a an analyst, she practices psychoanalysis, and she showed herself to be completely nuts when she was invited to give a lecture at Yale Medical School. And she explains to interviewer Mark Lamont Hill on Black Entertainment Television why she said there are simply no good apples among white people. None. This is what Dr. Kilanani says, clip 3.
When you say there are no good apples out there, yeah. What kind of claim are you making?
I'm talking about people have this idea that racism is something that if you're consciously racist or if you're a Klan member, and I'm sort of making the claim that racism is something that is unconscious and it is actually in everyone. And everyone uses these words systemic. They're like, you know, I know that racism is systemic, and yet individually when you call them out, they'll be like, well, it's not me. You can't say that. And so there's a disconnect between use of the word systemic and saying that racism is everywhere, but the moment you point it out individually, there's sort of people disown their own violence and racism.
Okay, she didn't speak at all that reasonably when she spoke at Yale. She was talking about whenever she sees a white person, she says she wants to strike him. She wants to put a hole in his head or in his eye. As she wants to, she said, wipe her hands in his blood. I mean, and by the way, I don't believe that Dr. Kilanani is black. I believe she's South Asian. But this is remarkable. She goes on to say why she believes, and said at Yale, that whites were psychopaths. Her whole speech was about white psychopathology. Listen.
Would it be fair to say, based on your expertise, that white people are psychopathic?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think that there's many lies that, and I didn't get to that part because what I've delivered was only part of a first series of talks. But the level of lying that white people do that has started since colonialism, we're just used to it.
Hmm.
Such
what
as
kind
every
of lies?
Time you, sure, every time that you you steal a country, you loot, you say you've discovered something. I mean, this level of law is actually part of history.
Okay, and that's only white people, right? Don Lemon on CNN gives his own out there proclamation of undeniable racism. We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable, so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, the general sense of the United States about what is happening with our morals is poor, is low. And I wonder if you have some ideas as to why it would be so low and why it would be particularly low among Republicans. brand new Gallup poll, one of their big studies, on an issue that obviously is very sensitive to people from every political perspective in every corner of the country. Americans overall see the U.S. moral values in mostly negative terms. A record high of 66% of Republicans now rate moral values as poor. Really? Poor? You look around and you think most of the people who are standing around you are have poor morals? A record high 46% of Democrats, however, say moral values are improving. How could the two sides see things that dramatically differently? And the way people see things also came up in a comment that it seems to me is very revealing, sensitive, it's thoughtful, but it's scary. Don Lemon, who has a successful show on CNN, is a liberal commentator. He's very does a provocative job from his point of view, and he was doing an interview with the Washington Post magazine, and the interviewer asked him, "Why do you reveal so many very personal, intimate details about your life, about the background of his family, and about his life as a gay man, etc., etc.?" And here's what Don Lemon said. He said, "I feel like I've had to do that because I don't think America has seen enough people like me. I don't think America intimately knows enough people like me. I would love America to see black people, especially black gay men, as, and I hate this word, normal, and as human beings, and as part of the culture, that we have our vulnerabilities and our struggles, but we also have our successes. We love, we hurt, and we go through trials and tribulations just like anybody else. I don't know if America sees black people, and especially black gay men, as fully human, and as deserving of the American dream."
What?
That's a tape recording of Don Lemon's voice. Does anyone agree with that? 1-800-955-1776. That America doesn't see black people, and especially black gay men, as fully human? Again, we were supposed to... Does anybody here remember November of 2008, when there was a huge crowd at Grant Park in Chicago to hail the election of Barack Obama, breaking a long string of white males who had been elected president of the United States? It's the first non-white to be elected president of the United States. Do you think that America didn't see Barack Obama as fully human? Okay, some people, you know, fine. But that's politics. There are people who hate Barack Obama. There are many people who love Barack Obama. But more people loved him than hated him, so he got elected twice. And both times, by the way, with a majority. In an era when many American presidents do not win majorities. Joe Biden did, Barack Obama did, twice. And that idea that people have to know Don Lemon intimately before they can recognize that he's human. I've met him. I don't know him, but I mean, he seems shockingly human and lifelike to me. This is craziness. And the idea that there are still people out there and that they represent some kind of significant segment in America, they don't. This is what Bill Maher was saying the other night, and it was such a powerful, powerful statement. And it was a statement that became the subject. He was talking about progressophobia, that there are people on the left in this country who simply believe that we need Juneteenth because we are still way behind. There's still no equality. There is still no equality of opportunity. People still don't see black people as fully human. And he was making the point Bill Maher, and it's a very good point, that back in 1955, I believe he was talking about, before the Loving case, the support for interracial marriage in this country, people who said they're comfortable with interracial marriage, was less than 10%. 90% of people thought it was unacceptable. And 10 years ago, it was up to 83% who fully approved. Now, the numbers of people who say they disapprove of interracial marriage are so low, they don't even ask a question anymore. And Bill Maher, again, brought up a, I think, very important point on another controversy we talked about. I love the movie In the Heights. It's one of my favorite movies of the year, of recent years. I think everybody who sees it will enjoy it enormously. And yes, it's a very interracial and diverse cast. But Bill Maher has been criticized, and he's actually even apologized, because many of the people of color who are in the cast weren't dark enough. Here's what Bill Maher said, clip two.
It got 96% Rotten Tomatoes. People loved it. Great reviews, for which he has apologized profusely. Why? Well, there's Latinx performers, one black lead, but no Afro-Latinx. The committee that makes note of everyone's skin tone discovered this, and then Lin-Manuel Miranda had to say, I'm truly sorry, I'm learning from the feedback, I thank you for raising it, and I'm listening. I promise to do better in my future projects. This is what I was talking about with Nikki. Please stop the apologizing. You're the apologized guy who made the founding fathers black and Hispanic. I don't think you have to apologize to Twitter. For f*** sake. This is why people hate Democrats. It's cringy.
I think that's correct. He's talking about Lin-Manuel Miranda, of course, is best known for Hamilton, in which he did cast founding fathers as people of color. Look, at Frederick Douglass, such a wonderful writer and such a very wonderful and special human being, an American hero, and he is. He said it best when he talked about the hallelujahs he was hoping for, when he would be included in the celebrations for 4th of July. Does anybody feel that people today, black people today, cannot be included in both Juneteenth and the 4th of July? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some Republican-led states have pulled out or are in the process of pulling out of federal unemployment benefit programs. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration will continue to advocate for states to keep the unemployment benefits for the next few months.
We don't actually know, because the data doesn't exist yet, what the impact of the implementation in these states is. Our view is that American families, there are still millions of people out of work. They still need a little bit of extra assistance.
Republicans argue the benefits are hampering businesses' abilities to hire workers. Vice President Kamala Harris is promoting the child tax credit. Harris traveling to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and noted the child tax credit payments will start going out on July 15th. That's when about 36 million American families will get up to $1,800 in cash. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And inviting everybody to come join me for a live broadcast at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum. It's coming up in July, 10 days after the 4th of July. That's how I think of it, 4th of July. Big day on the calendar. Well, another big day on the calendar is July 14th, which is when I'm going to be broadcasting live from the Reagan Library and then giving a presentation after that in the evening on my most recent book, God's Hand on America, A Divine Province in the Modern Era. To register for the event or to pre-purchase a book, you can click right at our website at michaelmedved.com or go to the Reagan Library. And it's all going to be a wonderful day. And I hope that you can join us and will join us. Let us go to John in Kansas City. You're on the Medved Show.
Hey, how are you, Michael? It's a pleasure to speak to you.
It's a pleasure to speak to you, and happy 2 days after Juneteenth.
yes, indeed. But I would like to address that in the end with Juneteenth. There's a little history you don't know about the end of that. But I called to kind of challenge you a bit. And, you know, I've been talking to you for years, and I appreciate the conversations. But I only remember one time you got angry at me. And I'm going to premise my question with this. I learned more about the Jewish history before black history in America. okay? So that was taught to me in church before I even went to school. I understand everything. To me, like, your sojourn started with Exodus. You basically came up through slavery. But one thing about the Jewish people is that you don't forget your history. You know? You don't forget it. The whole world knows your history.
We believe that we're commanded to remember it and to relive it. That's the whole idea of the holiday of Passover.
Well, Michael, may I finish?
Sure.
I am commanded to learn my history of my people, of what they went through here. So I'm not going to tell you how you should remember or celebrate your history. I mean, for me, the Holocaust, brutal, learned all about it, everything, sympathize, empathize with you. Nobody should go through that. And I'm not going to tell you, oh, this is sensitive, maybe we shouldn't talk about this. And this is how I feel how some Republicans and some white people are trying to tell us how we should grieve, how we should celebrate what happened to us. Now I'm coming back to around the Juneteenth, because you know that the slaves were held as slaves for over 2.5 years. You know what happened to them when they finally got to leave? They were attacked by white mobs. So this is sort of and when it comes to white mobs coming into black townships or settlings and just burning everything to the ground, taking away our potential generational wealth.
Oh, no, that's absolutely true. It's one of the reasons, and you know this because I know you've listened to the show for a long time. I spoke about the Tulsa massacre, and it was a massacre, and the destruction of the Greenwood neighborhood in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I spoke about it long before. I spoke about 20 years ago on the air. And I think it is important that people remember everything that happened and remember with heroic admiration the people who endured and ultimately prevailed. But what I'm saying, and you use the example of Passover, the fact is that one of the things you say in Passover services in the Jewish tradition is we were slaves, now we are free. And do I believe that we have achieved perfect equality in the United States? No. Do I believe racism exists? Absolutely. But have we made a gigantic strides since the time of Juneteenth and the time immediately after? You're right, where people in Texas and elsewhere were attacked and victimized. I believe today is the anniversary of Cheney, Schwerner, and Goodman, the three civil rights workers who were lynched, who were murdered in the 1960s. So it's appropriate to remember it. You get the last word.
All right. My last word is this. Always, I just want understanding. So, but like, you guys criticize, like, critical race theory. To me, that's like saying, hey, even you don't want my history to be taught. Even though
that's part of
the American history. I celebrate everything about America. I think America, it was meant for this country to be. We basically are the world. And once we get past all this, oh, because of the color of your skin, we got science that says that you're less intelligent. Please, I'm going to take a Republican meme from you. All I want you guys to do is just get out of my way. I'm a very successful man. I don't need the roadblocks. And that's what we've been dealing with here in America. Now, things have gotten way better. But you must acknowledge there are still. And I think the biggest thing that really held us back was when my grandfather came back from World War II with his GI Bill and couldn't get the same housing as white.
And do I think that's a serious problem? I do. Do you think it's better today? Not perfect, but better.
Yes, I think it's better.
Good.
But
so I agree.
But when you look back as to why you don't have less black home ownership, That was a huge thing.
No, of course it is. Of course it is.
Black and white went there and fought for this country. But sometimes when the black men came back from war, they were attacked.
Well, it's absolutely correct. And by the way, black men and white men fought for this country in World War I. We had a Democratic president named Woodrow Wilson who resegregated the army. You weren't allowed to fight in white units. It was a separate black unit which had to have only white officers. The reason they called John Pershing, who later became general-in-chief in World War I, Black Jack Pershing, I know you know why, John. He was Black Jack Pershing because he had commanded all, you'll pardon me, Negro black troops in the border clash with Mexico before the war and then initially the early stages of the war. So the history of American racism is long. It is extraordinarily important that people learn it, but I also believe it's important that they learn how we've progressed, and we have. Let me share with you, because I just hit upon this last night, and it's Frederick Douglass. It's from that famous speech he gave, the greatest of all abolitionists, one of the greatest men of the 19th century, and a true American hero in every way. A Frederick Douglass, abolitionist, former slave, said, he was asking, what to the slave is the 4th of July? Can a slave celebrate the 4th of July? And he said, would to God, both for your sake and ours, that an affirmative answer could be truthfully returned to these questions. Then would my task be light and my burden easy and delightful, for who is there so cold that a nation's sympathy could not warm him? Who so obdurate and dead to the claims of gratitude that would not thankfully acknowledge such priceless benefits? Who so stolid and selfish that would not give his voice to swell the hallelujahs of a nation's jubilee when the chains of servitude had been torn from his limbs? I am not that man. In a case like that, the dumb might eloquently speak, and the lame man leap as at heart. Biblical citation. Don't argue with Frederick Douglass. I'm not telling that to you, John, particularly. I'm telling that to America generally. We'll be right back. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
On the Michael Medved show, the Gallup report, which is not encouraging at all, shows that 66% of Republicans now rate moral values as poor, but a record high 46% of Democrats say moral values are improving. How could that be? How could it be that when it comes to basic moral values, and the questions they asked here on the Gallup poll, pretty straightforward. How would you rate the overall state of moral values in this country today? Excellent, good, only fair, or poor? And overall state of moral values, I would be torn between good and only fair. And I'm probably leaning toward only fair because of the dramatic increase in crime and criminal behavior because of the riots that we went through a year ago, which were very serious and showed a tremendous lack of morality. There's no justification for smashing up people's property or for assaulting them on the street. And in any event, Republicans, and the way that Gallup interprets this is Democrats think that morals are getting better because there's a Democrat in power in the White House, and Republicans think that morals are getting worse because there's a Democrat in the White House. I don't believe that's true. I believe it is probably true that Democrats think that moral values are improving because they thought that Donald Trump, who is no longer on the scene, was the source of everything that's wrong in this country. And this doesn't mean that I believe that President Trump was blameless or clean of any wrongdoing or any of that. But to blame one man, one individual, for the whole moral state of the country is wrong, and it's misleading, and it's destructive. And that's what it seems like a lot of Democrats do, which is why they have this sense that moral values are improving. The one thing that this shows is something that is visible in study after study after study, and it's really extraordinarily common, which is the idea that for Republicans and conservatives, when people talk about moral values, people often think about your private life, about how you conduct yourself, the kind of stuff that you celebrate on Father's Day, that you think about my brothers and I just had the anniversary. It's actually the 20th anniversary of my mom's death. And we were talking about this. We get together on a Zoom call every month, and we were talking about just all the wonderful things that our mother, Renata Medved, did for us and nurtured us and protected us and basically was our cheerleader. I remember my mom staying up with me very late after the younger kids were to bed, helping me with my homework. And because I have very grandiose homework projects, I was basically trying to write novels for homework projects. It was stupid, but she'd help me with that. And you think about morality in those more intimate terms, I think, when you're conservative. And whereas everything, basic morality, is political this, what's your position on the For the People Act? And that becomes a moral issue for people on the left. And I think when Republicans look at some of the challenges in family life for everybody, and for kids and the use of drugs and the increase in suicide and some of the difficulties there, that it's tough to say that the morals of America are excellent. Isn't it fascinating? There are 2% who think that the overall state of moral values in this country is excellent right now. Consider, by the way, when it comes to excellence, this answer. I mentioned before Sheldon Whitehouse defending his family belonging to a whites-only beach club. This is pretty pathetic. Why not just apologize? Well, here is Senator Whitehouse and what he had to say on that. This is clip 9.
Back in 2017, you had expressed concerns about the membership of the all-white Bailey's Beach, all-white Bailey's Club, said that you hoped it would become more diverse. Now, your family's been members. Your wife is one of the largest shareholders. Has there been any traction in that? Are there any minority members of the club now?
I think the people who are running the place are still working on that. I'm sorry it hasn't happened yet.
Do you have concerns in 2021? I mean, obviously, it's been 4 years. You had remarks on the floor following the deaths of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd saying, you know, hoping to root out systemic racism in the country. Your thoughts on an elite, all-white, wealthy club, again, in this day and age. You know, should these clubs continue to exist?
It's a long tradition in Rhode Island, and there are many of them. I think we just need to work our way through the issues. Thank you.
Think that's an effective answer, do you, for somebody who is such a politically correct lib? And how hard, if there is a beach club in Newport, Rhode Island, how long does it take to work on it to admit your first non-white member? There is an email came in from Louisville, Kentucky, and it's from Michael, and he says, congratulations and thank you for the wonderfully written article on Cassius Clay in today's Wall Street Journal. It was in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. As a Kentuckian and great admirer of Clay, I was pleasantly surprised to read of the lesser-known but fascinating facts of his life. The influence on Russia's policy to support the Union cause in the Civil War is something I never knew. Well, it's very important. Actually, Tsar Alexander II, who also, at least some Clay biographers suggest, and we're talking here about a second cousin of Henry Clay, whose name was Cassius Marcellus Clay, the great boxer, the world champion. His grandfather took the name Cassius Marcellus Clay in honor of this white Kentuckian abolitionist who risked his life several times to get out the anti-slavery message. It's a great story. I'm very proud of the column. It appeared in the journal this weekend edition, right underneath one of the columns by one of my favorite columnists, Peggy Noonan, who did a great column about Bill Maher. And look, the reason that I wrote the column was particularly with when you're talking about a period of racial reckoning, when we're taking down statues of people who've done terrible things, including Confederate generals fighting against the United States, slave traders, people who are deeply implicated in some of the crimes of slavery, we should also not only go after the bad guys, but commemorate some of the good guys nobody's heard of, including the original Cassius Clay, who was a fearless abolitionist. He also gave the money to found the first college, Berea College in Kentucky, to admit black students. Isn't that something? And it seems to me it's worth reading about. You can read my column in the Wall Street Journal. We have posted a link to it right at our website at michaelmedved.com. Meanwhile, an ISIS-obsessed woman from Queens, New York, who considered Osama bin Laden a personal hero and kind of class crush, was sentenced to more than 16 years in federal prison last week after pleading guilty to a bomb-making charge nearly 2 years ago. Religion is not the secret of happiness, so says the Daily Mail over in Britain. Why? A global study suggesting that religion and religious practice does not promote long life, health, and happiness, despite the fact that there are many prior studies that say it did. And then somebody who doesn't really deserve any happiness at all. He's had a number of failed careers. His first failed career, and what he's best known for, was trying to kill a president. He shot at and almost killed Ronald Reagan. It was really a gift from God that Reagan was protected. But John Hinckley was declared innocent by reason of insanity, has been in various mental hospitals, and now he's trying a new career with his own YouTube channel. And it's not entirely a failure. He has people tuning in. What does he sound like? He's doing covers for John Lennon and for Bob Dylan. You'll never guess which Bob Dylan song he covers. We will play you a sample of the art and artistry of John Hinckley, would-be presidential assassin, and much more worthy contributions coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.